It is more than a year now since the world learned about the cloned sheep, Dolly. Dolly's debut touched off a frenzy of speculation about cloning, particularly about the possibility of cloning a human. While human cloning is still in the realm of science fiction, there is an issue of science fact that still needs to be resolved. Is Dolly some kind of fluke, or can other scientists repeat the experiment that created her? As NPR's Joe Palca reports, several scientists are trying, but none has reported success.
There are a few basic beliefs about the way to do science that virtually all scientists subscribe to. One is, if something is true, it can be repeated. But repeating the experiment that led to Dolly won't be easy. First of all, it took the Scottish scientists 277 tries to get a single live birth.
I think we would have difficulty doing one out of 277 animals because we have difficulty coming up with 277 animals.
That's Neil First of the University of Wisconsin. First runs one of the dozen or so labs in this country that would even be capable of carrying out the experiments that led to Dolly. And he's one of only a handful of labs that aren't interested in cloning large animals like sheep or cattle for business reasons.
It's been a major financial group that has something that they want from it, and in most of these cases it's a valuable protein product produced in milk.
The idea is to put a gene for some desirable protein, like human insulin, into a cell, and then use that cell as the starting point for a clone. The resulting animal would be a kind of a chemical factory on four legs, pumping out the desired chemical in her milk. Several companies are gambling that there will be big payoffs if they can get this kind of cloning to work. But that's not what FIRST is trying to do.
Our interest has been more in understanding the mechanisms because we don't have the resources to have the huge number of animals, but also because we're more interested in the basic science anyway.
The real scientific interest from Dolly comes from the kind of cells that were used to create her. Most successful cloning experiments begin with cells taken from an embryo or possibly a fetus. Before Dolly, none started with cells from an adult animal. Dolly is remarkable in another way. Very few scientific experiments become famous based on a single successful outcome. And since no one has replicated Dolly yet, that's led some scientists to question whether she's real.
The question of whether Dolly is real in terms of what she is, I think, is, in my mind, there's no question but what she's real.
First says there are questions about precisely what kind of cell Dolly was derived from, but he says by far the most likely scenario is that it was an adult cell, and that someone will eventually be successful in repeating the experiment. Caird Rexrode thinks so too. He's with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Research Service, where he worked on cloning before becoming an administrator. There's a picture of Dolly on the wall of his office.
It will take a lot of resources, undoubtedly, to replicate this particular experiment. It will have to be probably replicated many ways, many different places. And, of course, gestation length in these large animals is long. So we're not, the results are not in yet. I'm sure a number of people are indeed trying.
Groups in France and New Zealand have reportedly had pregnancies in cloning experiments that would replicate Dolly. But as Caird Rexrode said, no reports of live births yet. Now, Rexrode's agency is one of the ones that might fund a university research group to try to repeat the Dolly experiments, but he's not about to tell anyone they must go out and do that. The reason for that, says Richard Zehr, is that that's not how American science works. Zehr is a chemist at Stanford University and the chairman of the National Science Board, which advises the National Science Foundation how to spend its money. Zehr says the way science works in this country, it's up to the scientific community to decide what's important and worth replicating. For example, says Zehr, in 1887, American physicists Albert Michelson and Edward Morley astounded the scientific community with an experiment that showed that a foggy material called ether that scientists assume filled the universe, in fact, didn't exist at all.
That was replicated, and there was a reason to replicate that. It was such an important change in our thinking to give up on the idea of ether. And I think, again, this is the type of experiment which will cause experts in the field to decide, yes, we're going to attack this and replicate it. Maybe not on a sheep, but on something else. That's for them to choose.
And that's the point, says Zehr. Scientists will decide whether Dolly is worth replicating.
This will be done. It's my guess. But the National Science Board is certainly not telling anybody to do this.
But like a lot of people, the National Science Board will be interested to hear when the sheep cloning experiment has been replicated. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.